medical community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back. This is Chandra Wabshal, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm the manager of business applications at Brightview Landscapes. With me this week and every week is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Houtcooper, Vice President of JD Edwards Product Development at Oracle. Hey, Paul, have you recovered from InFocus?
I was waiting for you. What's happening this week or what's happening today? And I was going to say, can you say conference hangover? Perhaps. Who knows? No, I am fully recovered. Actually, I recovered, you know, by Saturday or Friday, I would say it was a little slow. Sure. You know, it was a long week, intense week, as it always is. And by Saturday, I was good to go. Got the run in, was for the most part back to normal. How about yourself?
Well, I came home from the conference with COVID. So this is actually, folks, we are over a week out, and this is the first day that I've had somewhat of a voice. So if my voice seems a little scratchy still or doesn't sound quite right, or it decides to leave like it just did there, then just sorry.
You know why? Well, so you sound like the conference, like you still have the conference hangover, but I'm sorry to hear that you came down with COVID. Hopefully, not too many people did, and hopefully you're not recovering that fast. If it's already been a week, I'm sorry. That's rough.
Yeah, it has been a very long, rough week for me. I took like 2-hour naps in the day. I don't nap. So let's just say that this thing kicked my little tushy, and consequently, I haven't been running. So, not what I wanted in the middle of my training cycle, but we'll see.
All right. Well, I hope that you bounce back quick and can get back on the cycle. And maybe a week off is what the universe is telling you you needed. Yeah, who knows?
Could be.
So, well, speaking of InFocus, I guess today's docket is a recap of the event.
You are correct. Good guess. Well, yeah, we figured we'd talk a little bit about it. I know that the two of us bring very different perspectives on conference experience, right? While we have our podcast session together and we kind of hang out at the booth and in the exhibit hall when that's open, I know you spend the bulk of your time meeting with customers and business partners, and I spend, you know, the bulk of my time attending education sessions or maybe speaking and trying to connect with some of our vendors to understand some of their offerings. So, you know, I know who to reach out to when our business has a specific need, or it actually comes in handy too for anybody, anytime somebody just generally asks a question. You know, it happens in the SIGs, you know, it happens just from networking. Someone might ask, hey, what tool are you using for blah? Or do you know who solves this problem? So thought it would be good for us to kind of talk about what our experiences are like from those different angles.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. I guess you first. I mean, which sessions did you attend?
Well, I did attend the roadmap keynote session.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, did you learn anything?
No, just kidding. Okay. Very cool stuff. Ouch. You guys are doing and working on. Very, very cool. Definitely makes me want to, and I did come back and say I want an upgrade. So I might actually get one. So I'm kind of excited about this prospect. So I've got a lot of fun tools, it looks like, coming my way to play with. Kind of excited. Yeah.
Very cool. I mean, I heard the highlight, though, of that particular session was, of course, the synchronized bling that AJ and somebody else brought to the stage in their sequin jackets. And then with a little, you know, Mambo number 5 dance, I mean, next thing I know, I was spinning AJ on the stage. And there may have been even been a dip in there somewhere.
I think there was.
There's photo evidence somewhere of that. Oh, my.
I needed a better dance partner. John G just didn't cut it for me this time.
Ouch. Well, he did warn me ahead of time that he doesn't dance. He don't dance.
He don't dance. Oh, good to know. Yes, we did have some nice matching bling. I mean, like I said on the, you know, we talked about in session 75 with Nick, we, you know, sometimes we just need to bling stuff out. Yeah, so I did.
Absolutely.
I decided I'd match up AJ. See if he was awesome. Willing to bling it out a little with me. So it was fun. I enjoyed it. That jacket was a hit. Oh my goodness. People were asking, where's your jacket? Where's your jacket? Every day. I'm like, am I going to wear this thing every day? But I did actually end up wearing it quite a bit. And I even went to dinner with some of the members from Quest. And as I walked out of the ladies' room, this lady came out behind me and she's like, oh my God, I just have to tell you that I love your jacket. I was like, thanks.
That's fantastic.
She's like, where did you get it?
Very cool. Awesome. Well, I didn't have anybody ask me where my cheese head was, so we'll just leave it at that. But all right. So what other sessions did you attend?
Well, I went to Clayton's Roadmap, even though he did ask me what I was doing there.
Well, Clayton's Roadmap is, of course, the system administration roadmap, right?
Yes, yep. More technical, but I'm trying to learn the ways of the dark side, if you will. I'm trying to educate myself. I want to understand more about that. It's always been kind of a little bit of a mystery to me. The only way I'm going to learn is if I start attending sessions and start, you know, I've been joining some of the TechSig Coffee and Connects and just trying to educate myself a little more on some of the system admin side of it.
All right. Did you see anything there that was notable that you're excited for?
There were a lot of things. I mean, even, you know, what we talked about early on with Clayton, some of the blue-green, like that still fascinates me. Yeah, that still fascinates me. And he had another slide on that. So I was like, yes, we got to get on that. And then, so yeah, some really cool things. And I enjoyed it.
I mean, I got a little bit of preview of, you know, what we're doing around the scheduler too. I mean, that's getting an uplift, and that hasn't seen an uplift in many, many years. So I'm excited to see what people think about that. But you also mentioned that you, of course, not only attend sessions, but you present. So where were you presenting?
My first, you and I both joined the business analyst SIG.
Yep.
So that might have been the first one. So we didn't formally present, but we definitely asked some questions and participated in the discussion. But I did present at the financials special interest group session. Mm-hmm. I was impressed because there were quite a few functional users and also several that were unaware of the podcast. It was a really good conversation to generate ideas for topics. So really looking forward to some of the topics that we have coming up on the financial SIG.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, again, I suppose we could delve into specifics, but when you say generate good ideas for topics, is that for future SIG sessions were you talking podcasts since they didn't know about the podcast and they gave you a whole bunch of ideas of what we should be talking about?
No, this was more related to the financials, special interest group meetings. So, but maybe some of it we might be able to cover. I'll do a little digging in. I think we might be able to make some fun out of financials, even though you say it's boring.
Well, it's pretty basic. The credits on the left, debits on the right, and something like that. I don't debits on the left, credits on the right. I don't know. Whatever. It's pretty easy. Just get your left. I mean, it's like, you know, you put the L on one of your shoes, so you know which is left and right. Okay.
Yeah,
same thing with the T account. Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, you mentioned that we did swing by the BA SIG, and unlike your financial SIG, mission accomplished at the BA SIG, because when we did ask, who does know about the podcast, this is the first time since, you know, we came up with the, you know, since the podcast aired, that we had an entire room raise their hands and say, yeah, we're well aware of it. And it was pretty cool. That was kind of a rewarding feeling. Let's put it that way. It's like, all right, we're finally making a connection. We're finally getting out there. So
I know. I agree. It was great.
Any other sessions you want to mention?
I attended Adam Gauthier's session on logging. It really gave me an appreciation for what goes into that process. Like,
okay.
I might ask for logs. I don't realize what it takes to get them. I've never seen it. You know, it's not like we screen share and walk through the whole process, right? I thought there were some really good discussions in that session as well. You know, again, I'm not technical, but I'm trying to learn. And I feel like this session would have actually been really good for a lot of BAs to kind of help them understand the logging process and maybe what they need to ask for when they are looking for a log. So
okay.
People can probably pull down the PDFs, but you get a lot more out of it when it's right there and you're listening and talking. So,
well, speaking of listening and talking, would Adam be willing to maybe come on the podcast? And maybe that's a session that we can talk through on the pod.
I think that's a fabulous idea. Okay. I will work on coercing him.
Okay. You are his boss, right? I mean, can't you?
Actually, no. We just reorged.
No. Oh, you just reorged.
No. Yeah, we reorged. Well, so
lucky Adam. I mean,
I know, right? So, but no, I will definitely. I did mention it to him. Actually, funny enough, I did say, you know, I think this would be a really good session to have, and so I'll keep working on him. I think he's warming up to it.
That's cool. Any other sessions you want to mention?
Yeah, I actually went to the Modernizing JDE Part 1 and 2 with Chris Nowak and Andy Chase with Circular Edge. And they talked about building a business case for modernizing your JD Edwards and how it is actually still very relevant. This was a really good session too. Lots of good discussion, lots of good interactions. I really enjoyed that session and recommend. I'm sure it'll be probably, I would imagine, done again, because it seems like it's something that people are looking for. And even, you know, at Blueprint, you know, where it tends to be high level, I think it's actually a really good one for some of those directors and above to attend.
We always encourage leadership teams. We encourage everybody to attend every conference, but Blueprint, being a little bit more strategic and thought leadership, we do encourage the leadership teams to attend that. And this idea of, you know, what it takes to build a business case, you know, and the recognition that, I think the way Andy puts it, you know, JD Edwards is a next gen ERP. You know, you just need to invest in it and make the business case for staying current, because it's got all the key capabilities that you need of a modern, you know, key capabilities of a modern system. So I think they continue to build a great case. They continue to refine it each time they deliver this session. It keeps on evolving. I've heard very good things. And to your point, this isn't something that ever goes away. I mean, every business that has an ERP, even not JD Edwards, must go through these cycles of building a business case to either invest more, upgrade, change, whatever it is, right? So, you know, having a blueprint for how you do that and evolving that as we go along with the increased value that we're delivering through each, you know, release 25, release 26, release 27, I see that continuing. So I really appreciate those guys putting that together. So were there any sessions that you missed that you wish you would have attended?
Yeah, of course. My goodness. I actually wish that I could have attended all of the SIG sessions, because, well, first, I want to, you know, I want to pimp the pod, you know, that's all I got to say. But I also want to hear ideas on what people in the special interest groups want to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
If there are topics that they think we could cover. I didn't get to very many of them. I wish I could have. So maybe next time I'll have to like find a representative in each one to make sure that, you know, they do share info on the podcast, but also ask for ideas from people in the audience. And then I missed Q Time, with Mr. John Holder.
Oh,
I know he was our guest in episode 51 and 52 when he talked about virtual batch queues. And I wanted to go to that one, but I couldn't get to it. I wanted to go to, I know this will come as a shock, a security session, the Barrel of Monkeys. I wanted to learn how to play whack-a-mole with my security. I mean, I already do that.
That's you just wanted to feel not alone. You wanted to listen to somebody else.
I needed some empathy.
Empathy. You were looking for empathy for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there were a ton of sessions, right? I mean, Wednesday we said it was going to be a jam-packed week, but I think at one point Ward told me that there was 18 concurrent sessions going on. And
wow.
I mean, that's just that's tough. I mean, hey, kudos to Quest and the customers, the business partners, you know, my team as well for coming with just a ton of education. But man, does that make it tough? Sometimes I do worry a little bit. Do we end up saturating the market, yeah, you know, and so much that it dilutes some of the sessions? So I feel bad. But also, the fact that many people want to present and we have that much content to share is a huge compliment to the ecosystem and to what everybody's doing. Because it's not just what we ship and build and provide and stuff like that. It's how everybody's using it and implementing it and the additional ideas that come out of that and what they're doing with these tools. I mean, there was a ton of AI sessions out there. I heard very good things from those. I mean, Leon's session. So we had Leon Hogarth from Adnams Brewing over. I mean, we had highlighted his company at Blueprint, but Leon wasn't able to make it. So this time we pulled him up on stage to tell us everything that he's doing with AI. And he said he's saving him so much time that he's working 110 hours. A week. I'm like, whoa, that's not the message anybody wants to hear.
Right? Right? I was all in until I heard that part. I was like, yeah, ooh, I don't everybody's... really want to work 110 hours a week. I mean, right, I was like, I'm glad that he's found something that he absolutely loves, but right. I want a life.
Yeah, true. I heard his session was pretty cool too, where he tried to develop a CRM solution basically in the span of whatever, 45 minutes, and he came pretty close. He just ran out of time. So that's
impressive.
It is. You know, like you said, you know, you do the sessions and, you know, we do the education sessions, and then I got to spend my time talking to customers, which it's always fun. You never really know what anybody, you know, what it's going to be like. We try to have agendas and understand what people want to talk about ahead of time, but these conversations go where they need to go. I thought it was very interesting that I think in every customer meeting that I had, 2036 and the 10-year rolling window came up. You know, and I think we as a team probably beat ourselves up a little bit whenever anybody asks that question, because it's like, how many different ways can we say this? How many different ways can we show you this? And I've just come to the conclusion that, look, we have a good narrative around this. We can explain this in many different ways, depending on what your situation is. It's an assurance policy. It's a viability thing. It's a reflection of the continued investment. It gives you the guarantee that we're not going to rip the floor out from underneath you and force you off the platform, which is what a lot of our competitors are doing. Yeah, we can say all that. We can show that. History being good evidence, we've got a great track record of rolling this thing forward for over 10 years. We were acquired by Oracle and became part of the Oracle family back in 2005. It's now 2025. We're still here. We're still investing. We're still doing these things. All of that is true. Those are all facts. But at the end of the day, there's plenty of other people out there, our competitors, we don't have to go into who all the competitors are, some within the four walls, but you know, there's a lot of people out there that spread FUD, right? Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And that'll simply never stop in a competitive environment that we're in. And we've got to simply accept that we're going to get asked about this. We're going to get asked to reaffirm it. We're going to get challenged on it. Like, why rolling 10 years? Why not 15? Why not 20? Which I do find entertaining sometimes when it comes from a customer that hasn't upgraded in 10 years and hasn't taken advantage of any investment that we've made in 15. What would a 15-year rolling window do for you? Nothing, right? But anyway, yeah. I digress. But anyway, we're going to continue to get asked about this, and that's okay. Like, that doesn't mean that we're not doing our job. It doesn't mean that we haven't solved how to share and describe the 10-year rolling window. It just means that we're in a competitive environment and people want certainty. And we just have to reassure them that this is what we're doing and why we're doing it. There was that. What I really love about all the meetings, though, I mean, great relationships. It's great to talk to folks. I mean, maybe it's only been 4 months, maybe it's been six, maybe it's been a couple years, but it's great to see people. It's great to meet new leadership, new folks in the community. And there were several meetings with people I had never met before, and this was their first conference in many, many years, and you know, their first exposure to the J.D. Edwards community. And I know we tell that story about Visual Comfort and Brian Brewer and Bavia and the whole cult that he walked away from in Focused a few years ago. I love that story. And there was new leadership this time around, another CIO, and I won't share the company, but by the time he met with us, I believe it was either late Wednesday or early Thursday, he was just blown away. He's like, you know, I go to conferences like this all the time. And he goes, you know, you all are different. You're just different. It feels different. You interact differently. I mean, this is truly amazing. And he was very, very excited to hear all the energy and see all the ideas and all the capabilities that he had at his fingertips and his team had. And he was excited to go back and see what they could do with all that and probably upgrade.
Cool. That's awesome. That's very mm-hmm. cool. Now, do customers use the opportunity to ask about specific enhancements or maybe needs or share ideas?
They do. It's a little bit like the AMA, though. Like you know, when we do the Ask Me Anythings, AJ caveats them with, we're not here to talk about your SR.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still get that. There may be a set of issues that they're dealing with and they want to express their concern and share the importance of them with us. And that's fine. I welcome that. They definitely inquire. I mean, almost every meeting, there was questions about whether or not we're investing in a particular area, or they even wouldn't go down to the granularity of, here's a specific capability that we are looking for in warehousing, in manufacturing and whatnot. And what do you know about that? What are you doing about that? When we know that those topics are going to come up, we try to bring in product management responsible for that particular area so that we can have a healthy discussion about it. We always encourage folks to attend the SIGs at that point too, that it's like, look, great idea, love it. How many of your friends, your colleagues need it as well, right? Is this going to be something that everybody out there wants? Let's go figure, you know, if you're not already part of the SIG, let's make sure that you get in the SIG. Let's make sure this gets on the list of enhancements that they're looking for. Let's make sure it gets voted on, because we can have our opinions, but I mean, we value that, you know, the collective, right? And what's going to make the most difference for everybody. Sometimes they ask about enhancement in a particular area because they need it soon. Mm-hmm. And the reality is they may not want to make the investment if we're going to make the investment, but they actually just want to know whether or not we plan on it anytime soon. And if not, then they're going to go take it into their own hands, right?
Yep.
And get it done. And so they just want that assurance that, look, they can go make that investment and we're not going to undermine that in the next, you know, 12 months, 18 months or anything like that. There's that sort of stuff.
Very cool. We can hit a couple other highlights from the conference.
Well, we talked about Leon Session. We talked about synchronized bling. Speaking of bling, I mean, I did mention my cheese hat. I mean, there was the tailgating theme.
Exactly. Got into it. You had quite the wardrobe. Wow. Those suspender things are overalls. That's what they were.
Overalls.
Overalls. Oh, yeah, the green and gold striped overalls.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, it was awesome. Within the first 5 minutes of, you know, the exhibit hall opening up, a fellow Packer fan gave me a nice necklace as well with cheese curds and on it. And so I could wear that. I had our bling, you know, that
yes,
Clayton had made, right?
Yes.
You know, with the JDE connection necklace. I mean, that was
fabulous.
The medallion that was half my torso. No, that was awesome. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, some of us got into it more than others. And, you know, that's okay.
True.
I mean, I wouldn't advertise that I'm a Vikings fan either.
Hey, now. I least I couldn't find, you know, I moved recently. I couldn't find my shirt, my Viking shirt. But, you know, my bling jacket did have purple in it. And it did go with the hat. So I did have to break it out again.
That's true. Did you see that there were folks playing crib?
I did. For those that don't know what that is, that's cribbage. that's fabulous. I was like, oh, these people are my people. I wanted to play, but we had to be at the booth. I was like, oh, maybe they should just bring that over here. We could just play cribbage instead.
I'm just curious. I mean, I'm sure there's instances where a vendor and a customer like connect on a game like poker. Okay, we're sitting around a poker table. I've seen this before.
Right.
But this might be the first time I've seen a vendor and customers around a table literally playing cribbage and connecting over cribbage. And it's not the nice cribbage. So for those out there that don't play cribbage, there's a nice way to play where we're just, you know, kicking friendly. Back, shooting the breeze. It's friendly. You know, if you count your hand wrong or whatnot, you know, somebody can correct you and you take the points. But in cutthroat cribbage, if you miss anything and there's a certain seconds, there's a number of seconds that go by. And if you don't pick up on what you missed in roughly 2 seconds, then somebody else at the table can count it for you and they take those points for you. And that's called cutthroat. And that's the way these guys were playing. There is no, I basically learned that in Canada, there's nothing called friendly. There is no thing as friendly cribbage. There's cutthroat or no throat. I mean, there's just like, there's cutthroat or no cribbage. Seeing those guys, you know, just around the table playing cribbage and having a good time. I mean, what a great way to connect.
Yeah.
You know, we're planning on having one of those customers on a podcast here in the future, and you know, we'll have to talk about cribbage as well. So
yes, we will, absolutely.
And then I heard Gustavo had an interesting session.
I heard Cody. standing room only,
which, you know, he's always been pretty popular. He's always on the cutting edge, and he had a vibe coding session that everybody wanted to participate in, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. I heard, too, he's been invited by OpenAI to present at their next conference.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, what an honor.
That's a huge honor. Huge compliment. Good for him.
Yeah, yeah.
So what about our podcast session? Is that a highlight?
I think it's a highlight. I thought it was great. We had a lot of people in the room, so I was super happy. We had really good interaction, too. Clayton did a fabulous job walking through impact analysis. And not only that, showing us what's available in newer releases for impact analysis. Wow, that makes things a lot easier.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah. Very, very impressive. So I know a lot of people learned a lot. I had some really positive feedback from attendees after the session who said they thought it was very valuable. So I was very excited. Plus, I learned a lot.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome. I mean, obviously, this is why we're doing it, and to get that feedback and see. I mean, you saw a lot of light bulbs go on and a lot of, I mean, people were pretty engaged and they asked some great questions afterwards, which is another obvious indication that people were into the topic. So thank you, Clayton, for suggesting that we take the time to do that. And I love the way that he set it up, that it's like, well, here's your version of impact analysis, but let me mock up what you sent me on today's system and show you what you're missing and the insights that you're missing and how much easier it would be for you to evaluate this so you don't make a mountain out of a molehill. That was pretty good.
Yes. So. Way to tie in the Midwesternism. Nice work.
Yeah. Speaking of Midwesternism, well, before we get to our Midwesternism, I love what Sarah has done with the Ask Me or Ask Us is really what it's kind of turned into with the AMA, the Ask Me Anything session at the end. She's invested so much time and energy and creative thought into what she's doing. She's made it so much fun. Kudos to her. And I know AJ, in thanking everybody at the end, you know, missed an opportunity. And he's mentioned it 2 or 3 times to me this last week that he felt so bad for not saying, Sarah, thank you. Cause it's all her. She puts the whole thing on. She sets us up to have the success that we do at the end. I love the fact that AJ is a willing participant to do what he does. It takes a lot of time and energy. I mean, I fully appreciate what it means for him to do what he's doing on top of his day job. It's stressful. It's intense. and he invests a lot of time and energy to really make that, you know, his delivery crisp and really get into character. And he does it so well. On top of it, we've engaged the audience. We've had more people at the AMA the last couple events than we've ever had really before. They're more engaged. They're having a good time. They're having a good, you know, they're having fun along the way, as we like to say. But then we're answering real questions as well. There was really good questions at the end, you know, which, yeah, guess what? You know, at the end of a conference, the hope is that the conference really basically answered all your questions if we did it right.
Right.
But the reality is it probably generated a few more too. And this is your opportunity at the end to ask. And there were some good questions, and I, you know, which I appreciate people raising. I hope they found value in it. I really enjoyed it. And I just wanted to say thank you to Sarah for what she was doing.
Yes, I want to say thank you to Sarah for the AMA, but I also want to thank Quest and the entire staff for putting on In Focus. I know it's a lot of work for them to do two conferences in a year, and especially this year where they were so close together, and to your team too. I should thank your team, because that's a lot of work for you guys to have different presentations at the conferences. So, and you know, also to our community for being willing to step up and present. There were a lot of great sessions, a lot that I wish I could have gotten to. Sometimes I wish it was longer, but then I was like, oh man, there'd just be more sessions to choose from then.
And you would be more tired at the end of the week.
And then I'd be more tired at the end of the week. But Quest does a fabulous job with these events, and I appreciate everything that they do. I know people complain about too many sessions that they want to attend at the same time, but it really is a logistics nightmare to try and put this all together. So kudos to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Midwesternism of the day. Let's move on to that. What do we got?
We're sticking with the colloquialism.
Okay.
Look at that, even faster this week. We're going to go with jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what inspired that?
Well, I'm going to reiterate the value of attending Quest conferences. I want to encourage everybody out there to encourage their leadership teams to also experience it. It's not, you know, In Focus might be geared more deep dive for more hands-on technical, but I think a lot of leadership teams could also benefit from seeing it, because I feel like there's a lot even more, especially JD Edwards energy at In Focus, since that's all that's there. That being said, Blueprint is still a fabulous event for leadership teams to be present at. But I think it really will help guarantee that they're going to kind of jump on that JDE bandwagon.
So it's jump on the JDE bandwagon.
Well, yeah, I might have.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, I think the story that we tell about Bobby, again, is a great example of somebody that came in, didn't know anything about JD Edwards, really came to In Focus. Brian brought him to In Focus explicitly to say, look, come to this conference and you will see what JD Edwards is all about, and you'll learn. And by the end, you know, he jumped on the bandwagon for sure. And we saw, you know, several of those cases again this week where, you know, people do come in with a little bit of doubt, a little bit of uncertainty. They want validation, and they walk away going, oh my gosh, this is absolutely amazing. You guys are doing amazing things. This ecosystem is incredible. I love to be part, as John Vaughn kicked off the entire week saying, look, we are part of a family.
Family.
Right. Right.
Yep.
You know, and he's not trying to talk bad or anything like that about, you know, PeopleSoft or Oracle Cloud and the other participants at like Blueprint, but he loves In Focus and we love In Focus because it is JD Edwards. It's the JD and it's focused on our family. It brings us together. It gets everybody on the bandwagon. So I love it. Very cool.
It is. I always say it's like my family reunion.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, it is like a family or friends reunion. Family. I just combine them in one.
Nice.
All right. For questions, feedback, or ideas for future episodes, contact us at the JDE Connection at questoraclecommunity.org. Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Toodles.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.